I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Media coverage of violent tragedies can be very upsetting and sometimes traumatizing to children. To talk about helping kids feel safe in the aftermath of tragedy in the world is Dr. Rochelle Hansen. She's the director of the Family and Child Program at the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center at MUSC. Dr. Hansen, why do children need parents and adults to buffer them or shield them from the media in the aftermath of some sort of violence in the world or in the community?
So one of the things we know is that media exposure can be very troubling to children. And the more exposure they have to media following a traumatic event, the more likely they are to experience symptoms of post-traumatic stress. For example, there was research after 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings. And what we learned is the more exposure children had to TV coverage and other media outlets about those events, the more distressed they were.
What can we do as parents and adults who care for children and teenagers to shield them or to protect them or buffer them when something really tragic happens?
Simply stated, limit screen time. And that applies to all different forms of media. So for young children, turn the TV off. For older children, limit the time they're on Facebook and Instagram and other kinds of media outlets. And sometimes with young children, they can have particular difficulty differentiating what's on TV versus what's happening now. And the more they see the TV, they may think it's happened again and again. So that's another reason why we want to limit media exposure.
And what about talking to a child after something big happens in the world?
Looking for opportunities to have these conversations is extremely important, but don't let it dominate the family routine. And to the extent possible, return to normal family routines. Have children go to bed at the same time they used to. Don't limit their activities. In fact, encourage them to engage in more activities and to be with their peers. That's particularly important with adolescents, for example, is to encourage them to resume normal recreational positive activities.
What about children or teenagers who seem especially upset over a long period of time in the aftermath of some event like this?
In the immediate aftermath, it's not uncommon for nearly all children and adults to be very distressed after a traumatic event. It upsets the way we see the world, and it's very frightening. But most children and adults will be okay with time. However, when a child's problems persist and keep on going and don't seem to be lessening, it's a good idea to seek out professional help. Perhaps a good starting point is a primary care provider, a pediatrician. They could steer the family to appropriate help. And the good news is that there are specialty programs across the state of South Carolina that work with children and adolescents and adults who've experienced a traumatic event. You know, for example, the Crime Victim Center, we cater, that's our specialty, is to provide services to children who've experienced a traumatic event. And again, those are children where those problems are not lessening over time, but instead they're intensifying or not going away. Another great resource for parents as well as children and teens is the National Child Traumatic Stress Network. There's a lot of great resources on that website.
Dr. Hansen, thanks for providing this information about helping kids feel safe in the aftermath of a traumatic event.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.